The moment Sean Paul steps out in front of the heavy maroon velvet curtains in Eureka Springs Auditorium, you can't help but be impressed. Young, very handsome, and impeccably dressed in 19th century costume, Sean Paul and his equally telegenic partner, Julianne, take you on a two-hour journey back in time. This is no magic show. Rather, the two ply you with feats of mentalism, clairvoyance, psychokinesis, and hypnosis. But they do so with disarming illusion and often humorous style. They speak in the vernacular of the time, move adeptly around the hall, and completely entrain with their audience. Julianne channels the spirit of Anna Fey, a popular mid-19th century medium. During the program, she explains how a spirit first attached to her when she was a small girl. To prove her point, she has two audience members tie her hands behind her back before she steps into a small curtained room called a spirit cabinet.
Its purpose is to channel spirit energy so that physical manifestation might occur.
Julianne enters a trance state. The curtain closes. Suddenly, a handbell on the table starts to ring and objects fly up into the air. Jean-Paul at once pulls open the curtain, revealing Julianne still seated, restrained, and motionless. Next, he asks an audience member to secretly write down a memorable date on a small chalkboard. He gives them another chalkboard to place on top of it and take a seat across from Julianne in the spirit cabinet. Curtains open. Suddenly, scratching sounds can be heard between both slates. Somehow, both slates record the exact same date, a college graduation, but in different handwriting. Finally, Jean-Paul rouses Julianne from her trance to perform clairaudience, an ability to hear people's thoughts. Places a satin mask over her eyes and she turns sideways to the audience. He roams the room asking patrons to pull objects from their pocket or purse, which he holds to his vest, asking Julianne to identify.
All right. Will you tell me what this is, spirits? This is...
Focus.
Go on. Will you tell me what this
they
is?
They say it's a device.
Yes.
For fire.
Yes.
It's called a lighter.
That's correct. The manufacturer. Go on. Spirits, what is it?
You say it's called Bic.
That's correct. Go on. The color of this Bic.
It is black.
Yes, it is. Good. Moving on. Some other items. What else have we here? Go on. Do you see this, spirits? This is?
They say it is a coin.
It is. Go on. And what is it worth?
25 cents.
That is correct. It has...
Precognition's another element in their performance. Linda Caldwell, managing editor for the Carroll County News based in Berryville, agreed to take part in one of Sean Paul's public events last spring. He said he could predict the paper's cover story 2 weeks in advance. On May 16th, he recorded the headline verbally onto a CD, sealed it with a bunch of packing tape, and sent it to Linda via certified mail. It sat on her desk at the newspaper office until she opened the envelope several weeks later in front of a crowd at a local restaurant in Eureka Springs.
And he put it into the CD player and played the CD, and we heard what his prediction was. It was astounding. I mean, how did he do that?
And what did he say?
He said... something to do with a landslide in Eureka Springs, one of the main streets, which is exactly what it was. That was the top story for the week.
The actual headline read, "Landslide Endangers Eureka's Spring Street," a story that would be published later that day by Carroll County News, reporting that several acres of wet earth from heavy rains had caused a lower Spring Street embankment to slide nearly 80 feet into Derry Hollow. Mentalism traces back to mid-19th century spiritualism and seances, but recent interest in mentalism, in particular as a performance art, is increasing due to acts like American punk illusionist Chris Angel, Penn and Teller, and especially street illusionist and ultra-endurance artist David Blaine, who some liken to Houdini. In fact, in an interview, he said he sought to emulate turn-of-the-20th-century practitioners. So he would enjoy this historically accurate Victorian-era intrigue theater. After the show, we sit in the spirit cabinet for a conversation with the Minnesota-born actors. Sean Paul said he saw his first magic show when he was a Cub Scout, began to practice tricks on his own, and by the age of 11 was working at the top-ranked Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
And I did that for 4 years. I quickly learned not really about magic, but how to be an engaging entertainer, because if you're not entertaining, if you're not captivating, your audience will get up and walk away and find something more interesting. So that's where I learned how to be an entertainer. But as far as magic, it was watching the other magicians out at the Renaissance Fair, watching magicians from all walks of life, checking out every library book I could, you know. And then at the age of 18, I actually got a job working in a magic shop for a short period of time. But that's where I really developed some technical skills. But it's mainly just networking with a close-knit group of colleagues and other magicians.
And in this subculture, a code of secrecy exists to protect the craft. Julianne Fay studied journalism for a time, then took up a career as a private investigator. But she's also a trained classical and jazz dancer, which is what eventually brought her to Sean Paul.
He placed an ad looking for a dancer/assistant. But we disagree on the memory of that.
Needs to have dance experience and is willing to be cut in half.
Together, the couple make magic on stage. Although they resist that label, preferring mentalists, they don't claim to be telepathic, yet they utterly appear so to their audience. The couple also perform feats of levitation and past life regression using hypnosis. Sean Paul further tweaks her subconscious by performing astonishing sleight of hand. One audience member handed over her very expensive engagement ring, which he cut in half with a file, then made to disappear. Nearby on a table stood a fresh lemon, which he picked up.
So we cut open that lemon and extract an egg, and then we crack that egg open and take out, which reveals a walnut. And then we crack the walnut and remove the lady's missing ring.
Sean Paul emulates Howard Thurston, a master mason and stage musician who died in 1936.
Howard Thurston was performing at the same time Harry Houdini and Blackstone were. They would say that he's the father of modern magic.
The two are married. They have no children, but they did adopt a capuchin monkey, Frankie, who's also an entertainer. He's not performing at the moment, but they plan to bring him back soon.
All right.
He misses the show.
And he loves Harry Potter. When we can't give him a bunch of attention, he'll sit and watch Harry Potter movies.
Oh, he does?
Yes, he loves them.
Frankie's very interactive and follows discreet verbal and physical commands. Audience members do as well, and they play a huge role in the performance.
I look for people that look like they're really having a good time. I want them to leave getting the biggest round of applause. I've always been that way.
What I hope is that we inspire them to realize their potential and the potential of the human mind and understand that everything is connected, that we're all creative beings. There's so many messages throughout the show. I think intrigue theater doesn't, sometimes they come, they don't know why they're coming, they're not sure what to expect.
Sean Paul and Julianne have performed Illusion and Mentalism on television at dozens of corporate events, as well as for hundreds of audiences in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, as well as Branson, Missouri, where they are based. In 2009, they won the Specialty Show of the Year award there. But for now, they wish to attract all sorts of souls to Intrigue Theater at their new venue in Eureka Springs. For FM 89 News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville. For KTXK, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.